For anyone who is an insensitive, arrogant, selfish, uncaring, spoiled brat of a child, last Sunday was Mother's Day. This is widely recognized to be an annual event set aside to show our maternal caregivers that, even though they have spent the better part of our lives making us miserable as they stumbled through trying to raise us in the exact opposite fashion as their own mothers, we still ended up successful enough to buy them something cheap. True story, last Sunday, I'm on the phone at work doing my job, and a customer asks me, "So have you taken care of Mother's Day considerations?" And I'm like, "I'm not too worried about it. Mom knows I love her. When is it, anyway?" So I took an early lunch, and I called Mom, and I confessed that I had not yet gotten her anything for Mother's Day. And she says, "That's okay. I figured you were just continuing the streak of gifts that you have not given me so many years." I'm still not sure whether she was making a joke or trying to give me a guilt train express ticket, but since it's funnier, I believe the latter. One of the reasons I never get Mom anything is because it's so difficult to purchase for. Back when she was self-medicating, it was easy. Go to Costco and get some Denali brand Moose Tracks flavored ice cream, or score a fifth of something from the guy on the street corner. Whatever it was I was handing to Mom in those early childhood days of rage and substance-induced incapacitation, it was both effective and accessible for an 8-year-old, especially in South Sac. Dad, on the other hand, is very specific. If he doesn't tell you straight up what he wants, "Kids, each of you give me $5 so I can get these Sierra cups from this catalog." It's another true story. He'll at least mention it. Probably the most effective get-a-positive-reaction-out-of-dad gift I've ever gotten was an all-but-impossible-to-get music CD for which he'd been looking for years. I was not there, but I understand that any sort of facade of intellectualism, class, and art-of-war mystique that Dad had built with his family over the last 20 years was blown away in a 15-minute explosion of ecstatic jumping and exclamation on how his collection was finally complete. And Mom thinks she's the worst mental case in our family. So Mom spits out what she wants for Mother's Day. I don't remember whether I'd asked her what she wanted before she started her list, but that didn't stop her. She wants 2 sets of tarot cards and a nice scarf to store them in. Not a geeky thing I know well, not something I see every day on my way to work. Tarot cards! This coming from a woman who denied permission for her kids to have a Ouija board because we shouldn't horseplay with forces we do not understand. You know, I'm not sure I want to get Mom tarot anything ever. This woman has abused drugs, alcohol, food, medication, and paint. Mom does not need a bunch of spirits floating around her house for the rest of whatever. I barely trust this woman with a book on the Atkins diet, let alone a book on interpreting the mood of spirits. If there was a book that says, "You're fine, your kids and family are fine, deal with it," I would get that for her. I've had such bad luck with Mom's gifts in the past. Once upon a time, I took Mom to see a movie. It showed how a daughter was coming of age and eventually left home. I'm sorry if I just spoiled anywhere but here for anyone. Mom comes out of that movie, starts talking about how she liked the movie, and then describes how it reminded her of my younger sister growing up, and she started sobbing uncontrollably in the theater parking lot. To follow this up, she had a scheduled bipolar class at the hospital immediately afterward. In case you were wondering, attending a class for chemically unbalanced people with a sobbing 40-year-old woman is fun and a half. "Well, doctor, my mood was fine until my insensitive asshole son took me to see a movie, and then my outlook on the future of my home came crashing down, and I want to kill myself, and it's all my bastard son's fault!" It's funny because it is not about you. I didn't appreciate exactly how much of my mother's mood was and outlook on life was dependent on her kids. She told me that she was depressed because of what a terrible mother she's been all our lives. Apparently, all the trauma and fighting and hostility and suicidal tendencies did not a wholesome family environment make. Mom was severely apologetic to me for all the horrible things that we had seen in the lives that we had led because of her illness. "Mom, we are who we are today because of you. You always loved us, and you always loved Dad, even when you believed he was cheating on you and was trying to kill you. Hell, the first time my wife met the guy, he was cleaning his shotgun, so I totally understand that. You're a wonderful, spiritual, kind, and caring human being. Your relationship with Dad allowed your children to see that two polar opposites can live together and work out differences to maintain a home for kids. You did not screw up, and you did not screw us up. You helped us grow up. The strife and conflicts made us stronger, flexible, sensitive, and selfless in our adult personalities. Your children are beautiful reflections of both you and Dad. We are better people thanks to you. You are a good parent. You are a good person. I love you. Happy Mother's Day.